We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Inside College Athletics with University of Buffalo Athletic Director Mark Allnutt. I'm Boone Enser. Mark, do me a favor. Talk about some of the successes that University of Buffalo has experienced during this pandemic.
Well, first of all, I can't believe it's been 11 months that we've been in this pandemic, and you know how we had to shift our line of thinking. We had to shift how we do things around here, how we approach seasons, how we approach semesters, whatever the case might be. So when you reflect back on the successes, the first and foremost is give credit to our campus to be able to convert in-person learning, in-person instruction to a remote platform, and what they had to do that spring semester to make that happen. And then more importantly, in the era of uncertainty, when we were just in the infancy of this pandemic, how our student athletes responded with the highest GPA in our department's history. Credit to them. Obviously with so much unknown, swirling around, them not knowing when they're going to be able to get back on the court, get back on the field, get in the weight room. But, being true to what a student athlete is, focusing on their studies and finishing that semester strong. So that's an early success through these times that we're definitely proud of. And as you move forward, there was so much put into the return to campus aspect of this. And, it required, plenty of people working together internally within our department, where you look at Dr. Brian Brada, sports medicine, Sue Kurowski, from a facility standpoint. I can name so many names because everyone had a part in this. But, obviously when going through this, the health and safety of our student athletes and our staff was first and foremost. And then how could we adapt our facilities to be able to accommodate what our needs are? So putting together a comprehensive plan that we propose to campus, to Erie County, to the state, to SUNY, and to get that approval to allow the first wave, so to speak, of our student athletes to come back in June, our football student athletes, with all the protocols in place, with all the guidelines they have to follow, but for them to have an opportunity now to be able to focus on sport that they love. Obviously as we fast forward through this, we can talk about the successes on the field and court. So that was a huge success. And then when we talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, and the pride that we have here at the institution, we as a department have won the Mid-American Conference Institutional Diversity Award 3 years in a row. But, you know, we had some troubled times in our society and in our country with social justice, you know, racial unrest, you know, in regards to the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery. And, you know, for us to just take a step back and put things in perspective and also understand that there's plenty of people hurting, you know, through this, and not just our African-American black student athletes, but everybody that was looking for answers, looking for guidance, looking for acceptance, you know, whatever the case might be. And for us to come together as a department and, you know, I had to handpick a few folks and put together a Stronger Together task force where, you know, we're doing a deep dive into our department as it relates to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and coming together with some action items to be able to move forward and make sure that, you know what, we hold true to what we say we're all about in terms of, you know, how we prioritize diversity, but then also, you know, trying to find connections within the community too. And when I talk about community, I'm referencing the city of Buffalo. Where can we find some partnerships with, you know, folks that might be a little more disadvantaged than us, and how can we make a difference? So, you know, we've done some great work. One brag point there, and we'll call this a success. There was a ESPN commercial about NCAA basketball, where it showed, you know, various clips of student athletes, you know, being able to play basketball, but also utilizing their platform to address these concerns. And, you know, for us, it was a quick snippet of our Stronger Together task force logo, which essentially, you know, three, you know, horns up, hands, and three different skin tones, but signifying that we're all together. And for us to see that on that commercial, and it was something that we didn't submit to ESPN, but they saw it, you know, obviously on our jerseys and everything else, it's a big deal. So, you know, we're excited about that. And then you fast forward to, you know, the fall semester. The news at first, we weren't going to play football in the fall. And, you know, that had a huge impact, you know, on our student athletes in regards to, you know, their mental psyche, you know, what are they going to do next? You know, they've been at that time, they've been going through this for about 5 months. And again, there was a lot of, you know, questions that were left unanswered. So, you know, we had to refocus and really regather, again, not just our football student athletes, but all of our fall student athletes, fall sports student athletes, and put together a plan, you know, in regards to first and foremost focus academics, but then also, you know, having an opportunity, again, just thanks to the great work of our people on our staff, to be able to utilize our facilities and be able to practice and be able to have some sort of activity, which I felt went very well. And it was also very good for not just their physical growth, but also their mental growth. So, you know, we had a plan in place, and then, you know what, the decision was made to play the sport of football, and selected other sports, you know, back in the fall. Cross country had approval, you know, swimming and diving a little bit late there in the end of November, early December, that we were able to compete in those three sports. So as you finish out the semester, now we have football going at a high rate. And, you know, the thing that I'm so proud of is all those preseason accolades. And, Boone, you're very familiar with those preseason accolades that we had back in the summer, you know, leading into the fall, and so much excitement, you know, about this football program. You know, the various individuals that were selected for all conference are, you know, award winners, you know, being the best they can be in regards to their position. We started playing games, and, you know, that first road trip at Northern Illinois, a place that's been, you know, a difficult place for us to play, you know, we get a win. You know, we get another win. You know, Jared Patterson has a phenomenal game at Bowling Green, and then he turns around and has another phenomenal game.
Unbelievable.
At Kent State, you know, tying the touchdown record of 8 touchdowns. You know, John Fuller couldn't get the coach in time to let him know, one more touchdown, coach, or you know, 19 more yards, whatever the case might have been, and the record would have been his. But it's all good. You know, Jared is the ultimate team player. But, you know, what came of that was, you know, the opportunity to head to Ohio and play, you know, a football game with an undefeated Bulls against, I think, a one-loss at the time Ohio game. Well, that game, due to COVID, we know we have to learn how to pivot and shift gears. You know,
turn the bus around, right?
Yeah, we had to turn the bus around, literally, you know, and had to throw it in reverse to come back to Buffalo. But from that experience, you know, you learn a lot about resolve, and you learn a lot about, you know what, just putting your head down and continue to work. But, you know, that following day, that Sunday, you know, that's when we're ranked for the first time in school history. You know, how about that?
It still gives me chills.
Yeah,
I'm goosebumps right now.
Oh, without a doubt. You talk about successes and ultimate successes, but, you know, you're talking about a recently new Division I FBS program, you know, 20 years or so in its time being FBS. We've had some successes before, but to really be recognized as a top 25 program is unbelievable. We close out the season, you know, against the Akron team, and you know what, we are ranking again increases somewhat, and we head into the championship game. So, you know what, we've been MAC East champions, you know, two out of the last 3 years, and we go to the championship game, and you know what, unfortunately, it didn't go the way that we all wanted it to go. But, you know, I think the good thing about that is, you know, we know what type of program we have, and we know it's not one of those things where, you know, we go to the championship game and, you know, we have to wait a few years before, you know, recruits mature and there's maybe another opportunity to go again. I mean, we know we have a program here that's going to compete year in, year out to go to the championship game, which I'm excited about. We get news to go to the Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama, and, you know, the opportunity to go to a bowl game is first and foremost, it's an incredible experience, even though, you know, it was different due to COVID. But, you know, the thing that I reflect, you know, back on is the fact that, you know, it was Montgomery, Alabama, and this the tremendous amount of history in Montgomery, Alabama, where you can talk about, you know, the slave trade. You can talk about the birth of the Confederacy. You can talk about the birth of civil rights. You know, all that converges in one city. And, you know, for us to go there and, you know, before we even step foot in the hotel, you know, we go to Selma, Alabama, and we go to the Edmondson Bridge, the history, you know, surrounding that bridge. You know, the following day, we have opportunity to just tour around the city and see the church where Martin Luther King was a pastor at. We see his house. You know, we see and, you know, again, this is difficult. You know, when you have time to really reflect on it, you know, you see the lynching museum. Okay, there's a lynching museum there. And the thing is, as I was going through this, you know, I like to observe our student athletes. And, you know, for them to take it all in and to absorb it. You know, I heard one student athlete saying, you know, who would ever thought, you know, I would have a chance to see Martin Luther King's church, you know, or who would ever thought about, man, just how devastating it was for people, you know, living in the South or living these times in terms of lynching and, you know, how emotional, you know, some people became from that. So, you know, just that educational experience, you know, what we do here at UB, what we do here at Intercollegiate Athletics is, you know, we provide those experience where you know what, first and foremost, you have opportunity to earn an incredible education. Secondarily to that, you know, you compete at a high level. But, you know, in this case, you know, you have certain experiences that are afforded to you that you might not have ever had and you know, opportunities that are very impactful. So, outstanding trip. And then, you know, you play on Christmas Day, the only college football game on Christmas Day, right? So, you know, I'm pretty sure the Enzer household, you know, the gifts are already open.
Oh, long gone.
You know,
paper everywhere.
Yeah, you know, you clean up. You know, the eggnog has probably been poured a couple times. You know, then you watch some football. And you know, from that game, it was a, you know, highest viewed game from a Mid-American Conference standpoint. This past year, a lot of eyes were on the Bulls. And then you end the season with a win. Okay, you beat. It was runner up in the Mid-American Conference against a runner up against conference in Conference USA, Marshall University, and so you end up beating them in a, you know, came down to the last drive, which was exciting, and so we end the season, you know, 6-1, played seven games, and we move forward. But then you fast forward a couple weeks when you talk about successes, that the final AP poll comes out. you know, we're ranked 25th. So we finished the year ranked in the top 25. Outstanding, you know, outstanding, incredible success, a testament to the job that Lance Leipold and his staff are doing. And then obviously everybody that supports, you know, football here internally within our department, within the campus, but also our external supporters as well, to be able to get to that point. AP 25, and then, of course, you know, coaches don't want to get outdone by the media, so they vote us in the top 25 as well from a coach's standpoint. ESPN follows suit, and, you know, their final power rank is we're in the top 25. So incredible momentum, you know, moving forward. You know, you lose some players, and that's part of college football. You know, due to
we want them to graduate.
Yeah, due to eligibility or even opportunities to pursue NFL dreams, which, you know, I'm excited for. You know, Jared Patterson to be able to move forward. You know, Malcolm Kuntz, others that, you know, have that chance to play at the highest level. So, it was an incredible semester. And then, you know, on top of that, you know, you look at from an academic standpoint. You know, again, just resolve of our student athletes to have the second highest GPA this past semester. So, you know, we are, you know, we're at a great spot here. We have, gosh, Boone, you're gonna know the number better than me. This semester, about close to 190 contests, both home and away. We have every sport competing right now, with the exception of football. It's busy times right now, but you know, the great thing that the great situation that we're in, I should say, is you know, there's still plenty of eyes on UB. You know, we're thankful for our media rights contract or TV contract with the Mid-American Conference, where, you know, games can be selected on a national basis, and our men's program has been selected on a few games. And they've put on a good show. And so, you know, for that, people are still talking about UB, and it's very exciting. I look forward to the tournament, the Mid-American Conference tournament in the sport of sport of both men's and women's basketball. I feel that, you know, anyone can go there and win it, and I feel that, you know, both programs are in good position to take home the crown. And then, you know, outside of that, when you look at all the other sports that are competing or beginning to compete, it's like, hey, put your seatbelt on and hold on. You know, it's an opportunity, you know, that we're affording to them, our student athletes, to compete, and they've taken it, you know, head on, and they're excited about the opportunity to get out there and represent UB. So that's where we are, but, you know, plenty of successes out there, and I know there'll be more to come.
Hey, I like what you said there about the way that Coach Leipold and his staff has built this team, where it's not a flash in the pan. It's kind of built for the long road. Talk about having that stability in coaching, and that stability in everything that they're doing over there with recruiting and whatnot.
It's key. It's key. You know, when you have such a talented coach like Lance, you know, he's going to be a person that's sought after, you know, year after year. But also, too, you know, to our benefit, you know, he sees, you know, our commitment to the program. You know, we have a tremendous relationship with each other, and, you know, we're pretty, our vision is very synced in terms of what we want to see for our program and what we can do, you know, for our program. And because of that, you know, what happens is, you know, now you have, you know, I talk about eyes, you know, more eyes on UB, but from a recruiting standpoint, even though it's been different this year from a virtual standpoint, but, you know, the amount of content that prospective student athletes are seeing about UB and the commitment to facilities that we have, you know, it's becoming a place where people can look back and see the successes that we're having, and, hey, you know what, why not me? You know, at UB. So from a stability standpoint, you know, obviously that brings about relationships that are out there, not just in our community, but in the various recruiting territories that we have out there. And that does bring some stability in terms of, you know, continuing that pipeline. So, again, you know, I'm excited about it. And then also, too, you know, outside of recruiting, you also talk about player development. You know, having a great staff of coaches, of strength and conditioning coaches, you know, athletic trainers, you know, whatever the case might be, to, you know, once, you know, that young person gets here, you know, 3, 4, 5 years later, I mean, there's a quite a difference. And that difference is a positive for us because, you know what, through their development here in our program, you know, they're able to compete at a championship level. So, you know, stability is key. And I've said this the last couple of years, and I say this, I'll say this again. You know, I look forward to working with Lance Leipold for a long time.
This is Inside College Athletics. I'm Boone Enser with Athletic Director for University of Buffalo, Mark Allnutt. Mark, being a former student athlete and now an athletic director, I think, okay, this is my opinion, we've had Ward Manuel, Danny, Allen, all former student athletes. What benefit does that give current student athletes? With your background that you were a student athlete, the Stronger Together, was there ever anything like that when you were a student athlete? And did you see the student athletes that you were working with, did the light go off in their head at some point? Like, wow, this is pretty amazing that the athletic director wants to hear what I say.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a huge benefit being a student athlete because, you know, you have the opportunity to walk that path that they're now walking. You understand so much more detail, and it's not just conveyed to you, you know, by another source or directly by a student athlete in terms of, you know, the day in the life of a student athlete. You know, what they go through, how they have to balance, you know, the academic standards, the, you know, obviously from a competitive standpoint, their sport. And then, you know what, you have to have some type of life for yourself as well. So, you know, to be able to understand that and try to find ways to enhance the experience, you know, again, based on the experiences that, you know, I might have had, you know, afforded to me as a student athlete or just, you know, been in the business that I'm in and being able to, you know, find the best ideas out there to be able to add, you know, that incredible value to our student athletes' experience. You know, you asked a great question about the Stronger Together aspect of all this. You know, as a student athlete, didn't really have that direct contact with the athletic director. You know, it was somebody in a, you know, in a suit and tie that, you know what, every now and then came by to either congratulate you or give you some words of inspiration. And but you did know who the athletic director was. You didn't know that person supported you, which is good. But, you know, I've always come up, you know, through this business of being accessible and also wanting to hear, you know, from the student athletes and being able to listen, which is part of leadership. More so than this mouth continuing to talk all the time and being able to, you know, again, get input from them or be able to, you know, share some insights, you know, with them. Or sometimes you might have to redirect, you know, whatever the case might be. But accessibility is key. And I'm proud of the student athletes that we have on our Stronger Together task force. They've added some incredible value to that with some great ideas. And you know what, the good thing about it is, you know, when you empower people, you know, whether student athletes or your staff to do whatever task is in front of them, you know, they'll become champions of it, which is great. You know, they'll believe in it, they'll reinforce it, you know, with their peers. And you know, obviously in this case, you know, we're wanting to put together an opportunity to, you know what, make sure that our culture is where it should be, which, you know, we believe it is. But you know what, as with everything, you know what, it's always something that we can always, you know, work on and we can always improve.
Like everything, you can make everything better. You hear the term players coach. Are you a student athlete's athletic director?
You know, gosh, Boone, good question. You know, again,
I'm gonna preface that. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
You and I were walking down the hall last week. Socially distanced, of course, and a female track student athlete came up to you.
Yeah,
Mark, you knew her name. She had never met you before. She was all excited. You talked to her for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I went out on my business. Just watched.
Yeah, I think whatever we were talking about, I forgot about, and you just went on your deal.
I just went and did my deal. I was good. I know, but it was so impressive to me. And you know, you continue to be that person, like a father figure to these young student athletes. You know, just again, talk about that a little bit. Just talk about that relationship.
You know, it was again just my my upbringing, you know, being a student athlete, working on a football staff, having that direct contact with football student athletes was very important to me. And being able to be that person as a, essentially as a mentor, you know, whatever the situation was, you know, outside of the football field, you know, having an office where student athletes could come in and kick up their feet and talk about whatever is something that, you know, always remember, and something that, you know, was a huge benefit in terms of my development. When I left football to become an administrator, one of the sports that I had, Boone, was track and field. Okay. And at the time, Dr. Rick McGuire was the head track coach at the University of Missouri, been there for over 20 plus years, 25 plus years. And, you know, one of our initial meetings that we had, you know, I shared with them that, hey, I want to go on a road trip with the track and field team. And so immediately his attention turned to the Big 12 championship. Okay. Yeah, indoor is going to be this date, outdoor is going to be this date. And I said, no, no, Rick. I mean, I just want to go on just a regular meet, not the championship. He kind of looked at me. He said, okay, well, here's some dates, and then you just figure it out. So we decided to go to a dual meet at the University of Nebraska. It was sometime in, gosh, it was indoor meet, sometime in late January, early February. And I remember that day vividly as I was, you know, walking towards the bus, putting my bag underneath the bus. I jumped on the bus. He's on the front seat. I sit across the seat next to him, and he's kind of looking at me with a big smile on his on his face, and I was like, Coach, what's going on? What's the matter? He's like, Mark, first of all, I can't believe you made the trip. You know, I've been doing this for years. I never had an administrator, you know, jump on the bus to go on a trip with us. Okay, and this is the first time it's happened in my career, and you know, this means so much to me. But, and he kind of made a gesture behind us. He said, it's more of an impact to these kids on a bus to actually see an administrator, you know, go on a trip because they know that you care, you know, about them. And I tell you what, Boone, that those words always stuck with me. And it's how I operate, how I lead, that even as you move forward, you know, I try to make time to just stop off of practices. And just show the support, or like you said, you know, I always want to say hello, you know, to somebody when I see them walking in alumni and UB Stadium on campus, you know, as I'm walking to Capen or trying to get a coffee at Starbucks. Again, I'm saying as I'm walking, so you know, it's not this time of year, but you know, it's it's you know, when we can walk out there, okay. But again, it's vital in terms of you know, our success, and again, the understanding that, hey, from a student athlete perspective, yeah, your coach is going to support you. You know, you always have those support staff members that, you know they're there, but they also have to know that the athletic director supports them. And I hope, you know, again, you never want to assume or anything like that, but I hope that's the case with our student athletes. They know that, you know, Mark Allnut's behind them 110%.
Well, I'll tell you, I saw it firsthand last week, and that female student athlete, just her eyes lit up when you knew her name, and it was a pretty cool thing to experience. You know, I see almost every day, and we're talking work. We're never that was like a real moment. It was just, you know, after everything we've gone through, it was just cool to see that moment. So I thank you for that, and I'm sure she, you know, that student athlete would thank you too.
No, thanks, Boone. Appreciate that.
Hey, calendar saying end of February, March. Just talk about Cleveland. Talk about Felicia and Jim, and what you hope to see in the coming weeks as we kind of wrap up basketball.
You got to play your best basketball, you know, by the tournament. Before the tournament, carry that momentum into the tournament. You know, what we've seen, and again, I'm knocking on type of wood, you know, right here. Believe the men are playing very well, you know, right now. They're going to have some tough contests coming up when you look at a few of the games that are remaining on the calendar. You know, so there'll be some true tests, you know, there. But again, if you're clicking on all cylinders, if you're playing well, as you know, you get to Cleveland, it's anyone's game. And I would say on the men's and women's side, you know, there's 6-7 teams that can win this thing easily. And so for us, we just have to, you know, continue the momentum that we have here. You know, obviously, I think we got the rotations down in terms of what Jim wants to do. We're playing better defense. You know, the ball has to go in the basket, and we know that. On the women's side of things, you know, I'm thrilled where we are. You know, we've had a couple losses lately, but. You know, very some of the men. I mean, there's so many teams that can go down to Cleveland and win. I mean, it is tough in the Mid-American Conference. And, you know, I hope, you know, people outside of this Mid-American Conference footprint can realize that on both sides, both the men and women. I mean, it's tough to go on the road, play. It's tough to play at home. So, you know, I feel very comfortable that, you know, when we get to Cleveland, you know, certain people are going to step up on both the men and the women, and let's get on a run. That's all it takes. I mean, we've been here before where, you know what, we weren't the favorites, you know, going to Cleveland, as you know, better than me. And, you know, we were able to get some wins. So, excited about that opportunity. You know what, even more, I guess, curious in terms of, you know, what happens after that opportunity. From what we understand is, you know, once the men are crowned champions, I mean, they're going directly to Indianapolis for the tournament. You know, the women, there's a couple days there, but then they'll go to San Antonio. So we'll see, you know, how it all works out. But again, pleased where we are, pleased the job that, you know, both Jim and Felicia are doing. And like I said, let's, you know, continue this momentum that we're on and be ready to play some very competitive basketball in Cleveland.
Mark, thanks so much for joining me today. This has been Inside College Athletics with University of Buffalo Athletic Director Mark Allnut. Any last things that I missed something? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, we cover a lot. I mean, obviously, you know, I just appreciate you and Matt's, you know, time, you know, right here in the morning here, because I know you guys have a ton of events that you guys are doing, home events. That you guys are producing. You guys do a phenomenal job. And, you know, I guess, you know, just from my perspective to folks out there who are listening, watching this, whatever the case might be, is, you know, there's a lot going on UB. And unfortunately, you know, our fans can't be involved at this point in time, but you'd be very proud of the young men and women who are representing this university, representing Western New York. You know, what they're putting their best foot forward, you know, going through a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff, as you heard me say that at our full staff meeting a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
But with COVID, with social justice, with, you know, competition, wanting to know if they're going to compete, with testing on a multiple times a week basis. So there's a lot that's happening, and sometimes it can be, from a mental standpoint, very challenging. But, you know, we're supporting them the best of way that we can, and in return feel that they're representing themselves and this university at a high level. So I'm very appreciative of the job that all of our student athletes are doing here at UB.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining me, Mark. This has been Inside College Athletics with University of Buffalo Athletic Director Mark Allnut.
For more information on the athletics program at the University of Buffalo, visit ubbulls.com/podcast. This has been In the Bullseye, a proud presentation of Bulls Digital.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.